Now, it's normal for people, you know, to get nostalgic about things from their past. A lot of us do that, like the Slinky. Remember that toy?
Yeah.
The Walkman. Remember the Walkman? Arcade games. And even suits and hats for men. Remember Pac-Man and all that?
Hell yeah.
Man,
Atari. And yeah.
I still play Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I can't play the new games. They're too complicated.
Yeah,
I can't play Pac-Man. None of the sports games like NBA Live or Madden Football. I don't know what the Y, the X, the A, B, they jump, the A, D, they roll.
Yes.
I can't do none of that.
What about being nostalgic about how you raise your kids, you know, with discipline and all that? Things like common courtesy, like manners, things like that.
Ass whooping.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whooping.
Yeah.
That's a whooping.
They
you're going to get a whooping.
Make a major comeback.
Yeah.
You're going to
get
a whooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Ooh, I'm telling you, going to get a whooping.
Did you whip your kids? Huh? Growing up?
Hell yeah. Why you think they ain't in jail?
You saved them.
No.
Did you tell me?
I tried to beat him worse than my mama beat me.
Oh,
that's pretty bad.
Ain't none of my kids got it like I got it. Ain't none of them.
But our parents before us really got it too. But we got it. I think we were the last of the kids that got serious beat downs.
Who? My kids got it.
Our generation.
Well, so I really pledged my son.
You hazed him?
I pledged my boy.
So what frat is he in?
They ain't cues, but they could. Based on what has happened to them.
They could call ahead and get it.
Dog, they could technically, they should actually be in. Yeah.
But I do wish manners were more prominent like they used to be.
I mean, you know what I'm really proud of, though? I think all of my kids are very, very mannerable.
Mm-hmm. Manners are important.
She just ain't to him. She is to everybody.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She is. I love Brandy.
Yeah.
Daddy is daddy, you know?
You have great kids.
Man, Brandy is spitting on your ass in a heartbeat.
Just, you know her.
She's your kid.
Keep on.
She got a lot of clap back going on.
Man, you ain't heard nobody come up to you. I can't talk to your daughter no more. He talking to me. He's talking to me so crazy. This a man.
This a man.
Yeah, this a man.
I've never seen that side of Brandy, Steve. Never.
I ain't seen it either.
Oh, good. You've just heard.
Oh, I just have people come to me. Can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, dog, what's happening? I just can't do it no more.
She's serious about her business, though.
Man.
Go, Brandy Harvey.
She runs your foundation, so she's serious about that.
What else do you guys wish would come back, like products? Because they said iPad, but I mean, you know.
I wish curl-free moisturizer would come back.
What?
You want activator?
Activator. Curl-free. Yellow bottle, red, right.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Chess King.
Yep. Chess King, merry-go-round.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want them to come back, but I don't want to have the money I had back then to come back.
Don't want that to come
back. What don't I want to come back? Poverty.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I have no desire for that to come back.
What was the famous advice your dad gave you about being poor?
The best thing you could do for poor people, son, is not be one of them.
Yeah. I love it.
You took that advice and ran with
it. I listened to that real close, especially coming out of homeless.
Yeah.
People going to talk about, man, why you work so hard? Because I'm running. Running for what? I ain't running for nothing. I'm running from.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be back in that position no more.
Right.
So now what I did was, if I become homeless and have to live in a car, I now have cars you can live in.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it. Refrigerators in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wine coolers. Yeah.
Wow. So you can put food.
Scotch bottles.
You got shelter. Food.
Yeah, air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
TV.
That's the way to live.
You know, concierge.
Ain't you got one of your car got computers in it?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi, all that.
Yeah, I got Wi-Fi. Mm. Do you know that they had a little card you can buy, and you put it in your system, and you can have your own Wi-Fi in your car?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's limos that have that. Not limos, but car service.
Car service, okay. Yeah.
How you get it, though?
It's just a little program that you buy. You put it in your car. And then you have your own password to your own Wi-Fi. So when you go way out, you know, you'll still have Wi-Fi.
Oh, I need that for my son.
You don't have that in the pre-owned ghost.
No. You don't have to say pre-owned. You didn't have to say pre-owned. But you did not have to say pre-owned.
Our cars don't have it.
Yeah. But wait. Wait. What? What, Carla? Tell
she
me.
She did not have to say pre-owned. She said, you don't have that in the pre-owned. You could have just said, you could have just said, you don't have that in your car. That's all you had to say.
It's
you didn't
pre-owned.
Have to say pre-owned. Yeah, she said pre-owned.
Tommy, don't worry about that.
That's okay.
Why you don't have Wi-Fi in a ghost, but it's pre-owned? I'm just asking. When you were getting in the car.
But can I tell you what they have? Wi-Fi when I got the car.
They have concierge service in cars.
Do you have that in yours? In your
I
pre-owned?
Hit a button one day and the whole damn thing stopped. Uh-huh. I don't know.
You press the button and you have concierge service. Okay. There are people who will make flight reservations for you, dinner reservations for you.
Excuse me, Steve. Excuse me. Do you have that, Tommy? In your ghost.
That ain't what you wanted to say.
The old owner got it. The old owner got it. Yes.
I'm not doing this with you.
He got the subscription.
I'm trying to figure out, Junior, why he looks so surprised when Steve is saying all of this.
The bum over here, he got Wi-Fi. When the hell he get Wi-Fi?
But they have everything available. You can
go
these
ahead,
programs you can purchase. Now, the concierge is free in a certain car.
Okay, like a Rolls. Royce.
You don't want to say it? You just want to
say it.
I just want to tell you what's out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because we learned a lot from you.
They have a concierge service.
Okay.
They guarantee you reservations no matter what. They'll take care of flight reservations. They'll tell you anything you want to do. You can go out of the country and they'll make a reservation for you.
Okay.
They have that service in cars. Well,
Tommy's looking it up right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tommy,
that's why I get quiet.
Well, Tommy, don't you have a date coming up, a tour? Don't you have some dates coming
up? I'm about to put that in the concierge.
Now, you could buy tickets to it.
Did they book your flight? That's what Steve is telling me.
Book his flight. No, they don't do budget flights.
All right. All right, we got to go. Run that prank back with the nephew is coming up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.